tour to Montreal. We are heading out. I forgot. CYOW, which is a Sound Perry, I believe. Heading to Montreal,
Join.
and so that is pretty much what we're going to be doing, and hoping that,
Join.
hoping that nothing
Join.
happens along the way here. So let's see, I think I have a bunch of Periscope people joining, so that's cool.
Direct messages, send direct message needs, 100 of 100, stop,
And
continuing the WWV Lesson Canada Tour,
I'm just looking
PF76
to
ATTS,
see
stop,
if,
continuing the WWV Lesson Canada Tour heading to Montreal, H. Josh, at Canadian Express, yes, send direct
okay,
message, direct
cool.
messages, 100 of 100.
So, let's start the checklist, and then once we have my parking brakes on, I'll go ahead and connect the simulator and actually start the logging process, so that flight 5 on our tour will actually be counted, and you know, then we have 20 more to go after this. Do our checklist.
Please wait. Are we ready for the pre-flight checklist?
Yes, we are.
We have an excessive amount of fuel for this flight. I strongly
okay,
suggest that
well,
we perform fuel loading operations before engine startup.
Do something about that.
Parking brakes set.
Parking brakes on.
Battery master switch on.
Battery master switch on.
Are the panel lights set as required?
Alright, now let's start the
joined.
Worldwide of cars logging
process here.
We kind of hear what sounds like a boat to our left, but it's not. It's I guess it's a one of a number. It sounds like a Cessna. Panel lights on. As required.
Are the cabin lights set as required?
Cabin lights on.
Fire up the APU.
Fire up APU.
Captain, I am waiting for the exhaust gas temperature to rise. I'll continue with the checklist shortly. Avionics on.
Avionics on.
Please check the status of the annunciators and radio stack. Transponder on standby.
Confirm.
COM 2 set to the emergency frequency of 121.5.
Set COM 2 1215.
COM 2 set to 121.5. Spoilers fully retracted. Check fuel flow. Check engine instruments.
Confirmed.
Anti-ice as required.
Top Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Anti-ice off.
Yeah, the plane sounds like aircraft lighting.
Confirm.
Check weather.
Let's see what my
worldwide cargo profile. FS Chandra 1 column fits your plane version 5 TF3 underscore fixed. TF. Step. Statistics 132.95.
132.95.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X. Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Going to 132.95.
McDonald Cartier International Airport Information Delta Weather at 03000 winds 161 at 7 visibility greater than 20 miles the condition 2300 view 10300 view 39600 scattered temperature 15 dew point 14 altimeter 1011 runway 14
we have the weather
landing departing runway 1
altimeter setting
altimeter 1011.
Request IFR clearance.
Okay, what's our clearance?
EF3 underscore PF. Clearance equals 119.4. Microsoft flight.
Going to 1194.
I thought that plane WQSM mode.
Top Microsoft Flight Simulator X. Top.
Yeah, it's still to our left, and now we have yet another plane, jet, sounds like, on our left as well.
Clearance, Speedbird 666, IFR 2, Charlie Yankee, here. Uniform, Lima, with information, Delta.
Speedbird 666, title Charlie Yankee, uniform, Lima, runway heading, departure, maintain, 3,000, expect 7,000, 10 minutes after departure, squawk, 4167, departure frequency, 123.6.
We have the clearance.
Runway heading, maintain, 3,000. 7,000 intent squawk 4167 departure
squawk
frequency
123.6
speedbird 666.
Make altitude 3,000.
Speedbird 666. Navigation on 121.9. One ready to taxi.
121.9. Speedbird 666.
Attention cabin. You can begin passenger boarding at this time.
Ground Speedbird 666, ready to taxi.
Fuel loading operations.
Affirmative.
Speedbird 666, stand by.
The fuel.
Speedbird 666, taxi to runway 14.
Roger. Taxi to runway 14, Speedbird 666.
We're already there, so.
Captain, the fuel truck is on
its
way.
Nice, Brandon.
I'll inform you the fuel loading operations have been completed.
I really wish Restream that IO chat would tell me who I'm forgetting to send that in to ask about
Speedbird
that.
666, contact tower on 118.8.
Yeah, we're already at 114, that's why it's doing that.
118.8, Speedbird 666. Tower, Speedbird 666, runway 14, ready for departure.
Our total fuel weight is 5,200 pounds, 2,364 kilos. Captain, the fuel loading operations have been completed. Please verify the numbers, then
confirm. Roger, Speedbird 666.
Oh, we're not ready for takeoff anyway, so we're not... we can over traffic as long as we need. Confirm.
The pre-flight checklist has been completed.
Resume checklist.
Are we ready for the before startup checklist?
Affirmative.
Captain, join. The fastened seatbelt signs should be on.
Seatbelt's on.
Verify fuel quantity. Should be great for my podcasts.
Confirm.
I love this. Elevator trim set for takeoff. Elevator properly set for takeoff.
Confirm. Power Bollocks 999 is declaring a missed approach.
Close doors.
Rex 999. Speedbird 666, line up and wait. Runway 14.
Speedbird 666.
Yeah, an MCE, it wouldn't be saying no.
Captain,
elevator trims have a takeoff.
Are the engine areas clear?
Speedbird 666.
Yes, they are.
Captain, do you wish to start the ACARS logging system at this time?
Affirmative.
The ACARS logging process
clear
has started.
Clear for immediate takeoff.
I'll
fly runway heading. Speedbird 666.
Captain, do we require a pushback?
Affirmative.
Captain, specify pushback distance 100, 150,
really?
250,
come on,
or 300 feet. Alternatively, 30, 50, 75, or 100 meters.
Really? Really? You really gotta... shut down engine. Feet.
Do we need to push the tail left, push the tail right,
push
or push straight,
straight back?
Roger, push straight back.
Go ahead.
We are clear for pushback.
All doors are closed, aircraft cleared, chokes removed, steering pin in position. You can release parking brakes at this time.
What are
release
you using to
brakes.
Broadcast to Periscope? Parking brakes have been released.
Restream.io. I'm using
engine.
It to broadcast everything.
You are now clear to start engines.
The before startup checklist has been completed.
Resume checklist.
Are we ready for the startup checklist?
Affirmative.
Fire up number 2.
Fire up number 2.
Up 2, 4. Continue.
Go ahead, Brad.
Up 2, 4.
Set parking brakes.
Parking brakes.
Waiting for fuel flow on number 2.
Power with generator 4. Landing. Final 4. Landing.
Inside for the release signal.
West generator 6, 4. Continue.
Thank you, Brad.
Confirming
that N1 is increasing as N2 is increasing on number 2. Confirming oil pressure number 2. Engine number 2 generator on.
Engine number 2 generator on.
Fire up number 3.
Fire up number 3.
Waiting for fuel flow on number 3. Confirming that N1 is increasing as N2 is increasing on number 3. Confirming oil pressure number 3. Engine number 3 generator on.
Engine number 3 generator on.
Fire up number 1.
Fire up number 1.
Waiting for fuel flow
somehow
on the N1 screen reader voices.
I don't know if I installed the sound pack correctly. I'm not hearing the... Oh, there it goes, engine 4. Or 1.
Confirming that N1 is increasing as N2 is increasing on number 1.
This is Inuitex John.
Engine number 1 generator on.
Clear to land. Runway 14. Runway 14, clear to land with Jet 364. Up 294 means 130F7. Altimeter is 1013.
Engine number 1 generator on.
Clear to land runway 14.
Stop Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Anti-ice off.
Shut down the APU.
Shut down APU.
The startup checklist has been completed. Are we ready for the before taxi checklist?
Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Affirmative.
Flight controls.
Confirm.
Avionics set for departure.
Set avionics for departure. Set avionics for departure. Set avionics for departure. Yeah, this command never works. Confirm.
Autopilot off. The indicated airspeed switch should be off. Airspeed set.
Airspeed set.
Roger. Airspeed 60. Flight director on. Yaw damper.
Yaw damper on.
Elevator properly set for takeoff. Request taxi clearance.
We have clearance.
Heading indicator set to takeoff heading.
Make heading 140.
Taxi lights on.
Taxi lights on.
The before taxi checklist has been completed. Are we ready for the taxi checklist?
Affirmative.
Captain, we are clear on the right. Are we clear on the left?
Confirm.
Release parking brakes.
Release parking brakes.
We are ready to taxi. The taxi checklist has been completed.
Well, since we're already at runway 14, I'm just gonna resume checklist. Resume checklist.
Are we ready for the before takeoff checklist?
Affirmative.
Flight attendant, prepare for takeoff.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Captain, ensure that the flaps are set for takeoff.
Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Flaps 8.
The flap positions in degrees are 10, 20, and 40. Spoilers fully
flaps
retracted.
10.
Flight instruments.
Confirm.
Check engine instruments.
Confirm.
Captain, confirm that we have the correct V1,
we have
VR,
the data.
V2 takeoff data, V1, 115, VR, 117, V2, 117, navigation equipment.
Confirm.
Request takeoff clearance.
Tower above 275 at igniter mile 4 landing.
Piton heater set as required.
Piton heater on.
Up 279, continue present heading.
Landing lights off.
Landing
continue
lights
present
on.
Heading above 275.
Taxi lights off.
Taxi lights off.
Strobe lights on.
Strobe lights on.
Transponder on auto.
Microsoft Flight Simulator exit.
The transponder's on auto. Confirm captain's clock is running.
Affirmative.
The before takeoff checklist has been completed. Do you want me to perform the takeoff and climb out checklist?
Oh, it sounds like we're moving, but I don't think we are. Affirmative.
Do you want me to assist you?
Yes, please.
Roger. Would you like me to maintain an optimized airspeed throughout the flight?
Affirmative.
Roger, I'll take care of the airspeed. Captain, it's your plane. We are ready to roll.
Apply full thrust.
Roger. Applying takeoff thrust.
That really hurt, because when I set the simulator plan up, I put it on runway 14, so that's why I went immediately to tower.
80 knots. V1, rotate. V2.
There we go, lift off.
Positive rate of climb. Gear up.
Speedbird, 6, 6. Contact departure on 1, 2, 3.
Altitude hold on.
1, 2, 3.6. Speedbird 666. Good day.
2000. 5900.
It must be like a ground.
Departure. Speedbird 666. Level at 2500 IFR.
Speedbird 666. Roger. Radar contact. Altimeter is 1012.
Complete flight going at 3000.
Roger, Speedbird 666.
Captain, I've set the airspeed to 240 knots.
Speedbird 666, reduced speed to 250.
Speed 250, Speedbird 666.
It's, we're heading to Montreal, actually.
Speedbird 666, climb and maintain 7,000.
Climb
out
to
7,000. 7,000. Speedbird 666.
Speedbird 666. Turn right heading 305.
Fly heading 305.
Right to 305. Speedbird 666. Six.
4,000, 2,400,
2,300. Romeo, Papa Alpha Hotel, turn left heading 2905.
Left heading 2905, Romeo, Papa Alpha Hotel.
Departure, Charlie, Tango. Victor, Romeo, is with you, level at 8,000.
Charlie, Tango, Victor, Romeo, radar contact, altimeter is 1012.
5,000, 2,500, 2,400.
Charlie, Tango. Victor.
One thing about the DX7, it freaking climb. It's got a fast climb.
Speedbird 666. Contact approach on 123.5.
123.5. Speedbird 666.
We're not quite to our destination yet.
Approach Speedbird 666. Out of 6,000. 7,000 IFR.
Roger, Speedbird 666, altimeter is 1012.
Roger, Speedbird 666.
Altimeter 1012.
7,000, 1,000, 262, level at 7,000.
Speedbird 666, turn right heading 025.
Fly heading 025.
Roger, right to 025, Speedbird 666.
Speedbird 666, reduce speed to 250.
Speed down to 250, Speedbird 666.
I think that's because maybe I probably should have selected high altitude airways. I mean, this is a jet, but it's also...
Charlie, Tango, Victor, Romeo, and right heading 335.
Right heading 335, Charlie, Tango. Victor. Romeo.
Folks, this is your first officer speaking. We have reached our planned cruising altitude of 7,000 feet. Our current ground speed is 518 kilometers per hour, or 322 miles per hour. Our estimated flying time to Montreal will be approximately 34 minutes. We are happy to have you aboard with us today, and we hope you enjoy the rest of our flight. Thank you.
Speedbird 666, turn right heading 045.
I recommend that we execute the cruise
flight heading 045.
Right to 045, Speedbird 666.
Heading set to 045. Roger. Do you want me to run through the cruise checklist?
Speedbird 666, traffic at 10 McLaw, 3 miles, 7,000, heading east 115.
Flight instrument.
Speedbird 666. Has the traffic.
Copy of this, please. Check engine and
November 8, Lima Tango, traffic at 1 o'clock, 3 miles, 7,000, heading north 035.
You can go ahead and,
traffic,
and,
November
and
8, Lima Tango.
Use this on a podcast. It'll be up on YouTube and stuff like that. You can get it.
Current heading 045.
And, I mean, I don't mind.
Speedbird 666, resume on navigation.
Resume GPS navigation.
Roger, resume on navigation. Speedbird 666.
Roger, resuming GPS navigation.
Say again.
Check engine instruments.
Confirm.
Speedbird 666, check position. We show you to be about 6 miles off the airway.
Confirm.
Roger, Speedbird 666.
Radio set.
Confirm.
Checklist completed.
I really think that has to do with the simulator and the way it makes its routes. Nothing I can do about that. Maybe the next flight I will continue to use SimBrief, but there are some downsides to SimBrief as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mike. I am the first officer on
Papa
this floor. We thank you for listening to our flight
files,
and I need to know the details of interest during our flight. We just headed over the city of cars. For those of you sitting on the right side of the aircraft,
city
if you look
cars.
Backwards, you might be able to see the glow from the light of Pendleton. We'll be crossing over Ketano in about 1 minute. Thank you.
Somebody just said something on chat, but I missed it because of the flight following announcement.
VF3 underscore for worldwide cargo profile. Chat row 2 column 1 chat window. Land. Reply to 3 screen chat dot new messages. Read only where do I land? Read only where do I have to go to find this on YouTube 1?
It's what is it? YouTube.com/orings. It'll be up. O-R-I-N-K-S. It'll be
Microsoft
up.
Flight Simulator X. Column 2. Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Well, I don't know. Whenever YouTube is done processing it, this stream should be up and live. So.
November 4. Golf Where's uniform. Turn left. Heading 270.
Roger, left heading 270, November 4, Gold uniform.
Chat row, chat window, land, reply to restream new messages. Read only, where's truck, land, read only, where's trucks. New message, restream, chat, model, reply to all chats. Land, Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
There is no trucks, it's just, this is plain sim, man.
I'll get this after the broadcast is over. I'll have to re-record it.
I can't even see, like, who's talking when I even look at the chat. I wonder if, like, it'd be nice if I can log chats.
Crossing over Yankee Oscar Whiskey.
November 8, Lima Tango, turn right heading 110. Right 110, November 8, Lima Tango. Papa Alpha Tango Golf, turn right heading 075.
Roger, right to 075, Papa Alpha Tango Golf.
Distance to next waypoint, 20 miles. Barry, 101.
I know.
I was joking when it said City of Cars.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got it. It's on a delay.
Flightcraft 146, turn left heading 250.
Left 250, Flightcraft 146.
Flightcraft? I never heard of that. Take a look at my...
Fiat 300, worldwide, cargo, worldwide, 302, the cargo, length, 4,725 kilograms of cargo on board, 316, took off with 150 passengers on board, and 316, commenced takeoff run, 316, took off with 150 passengers on board, and 4,725 kilograms of cargo on board, length.
Interesting,
Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Interesting, we had a cargo one as well, nice.
It's Jim Oren.
November 5, Alpha Tango, turn left heading 115.
Left 115, November 5, Alpha Tango.
SkyWest 834, turn left heading 270. Left heading 270, SkyWest 834. Pacific Express 320, turn left heading 065.
Left heading 065, Pacific Express 320.
FedEx 258, turn right heading 100.
Right 2100, FedEx 258.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first officer again. For those passengers sitting on the right side of the aircraft, you might be able to see the city of Ottawa, Ontario. For those of you sitting on the left, you might be able to see the glow from the lights of Gatineau, Quebec. We'll be heading over Imbron, Ontario, in about 1 minute. Thank you.
I wish all the flight following announcements were like that. You know, sometimes I'm going over cities in the U.S. that I don't know, you know, which part of the state they're in. Get flight time to destination.
Estimated flying time to Charlie.
666 traffic at 10 o'clock, 7 miles, 7,000 heading west, 255
UTC.
Speedbird 666, roger. Thank you.
November 1, Foxtrot uniform traffic at 11 o'clock, 7 miles, 7,000 heading east, 110.
Crossing over Foxtrot off of November 1,
Foxtrot uniform.
The jet's quieter than the 737.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is definitely quieter. It's got more engines though. But it's kind of, you know. Again, like, I'm not sure if I installed the sounds correctly.
Distance to next waypoint, 55 miles. Bearing 105.
Default sound. Default sounds, but I just bought a sound pack that,
Speedbird 666, descend and maintain 6,000 at pilot discretion.
Okay, so, as you guys have watched my YouTube videos before, you will know that I have PF3 automatically pause before we start descending in the event that, you know, I'm away and I have to go to dinner or do something. And, you know, so it pauses right here. And so I'm going to unpause it, and we are going to do as it says and descend to 6,000 at pause discretion, which I usually pretty much just follow ATC. So I'm going to go ahead and descend.
Out of 7,000,
fall 6,000
at pilot's discretion. Speedbird 666.
Descend and maintain 6,000. Roger. The local transition altitude is 18,000 feet.
Descent checklist.
Flightcraft 662, turn right heading 260.
Anti-ice
missile. Roger, right heading 260, flightcraft 662.
November 5, Alpha Tango, turn left heading 185.
Left 185, November 5, Alpha Tango.
Transition altitude 18,000 feet.
Speedbird 666, traffic at 3 o'clock 10.
Now, maybe I didn't have to do
the same
checklist by that point, but
Speedbird
we'll be ready for it.
Has the traffic.
Papa Alpha Tango Golf, traffic at 10 o'clock 10 miles 8,000 heading east 105.
Roger. Thank you, Papa Alpha Tango Golf.
Speedbird 666, contact Montreal Center on 136.65.
Whoa, wait a minute, we're climbing. I said descend.
136.65, Speedbird 666.
Montreal
Center, Speedbird 666, out of 9,000, 6,000, IFR.
Descend to 6,000.
Speedbird 666,
down to 6,000.
1012.
The hell was that? Freaking climbing?
Montreal Center, Air Canada,
verify course 7.
638 is with you, out of 12,000. Air Canada 638, Roger, altimeter is 1012.
Navigation GPS on navigation.
1012, Air Canada 638.
Montreal Center,
set navigation GPS to navigation.
Level at flight level 240.
Confirm.
November 5, Alpha Tango, Roger, continue present heading.
November 5, Alpha Tango.
That has been completed.
Ah, man, IYP, really? You're gonna...
Do you want me to go through the descent checklist?
Affirmative. Descend to 6,000.
Descend and maintain 6,000. Roger.
What the hell is going on here with IYP?
Anti-ice as required.
Air Canada 638, maintain 16,000.
Captain, up my set the airspeed to 240 knots.
Air Canada 638.
Montreal Center, radio 906, equipment, satellite, left 310.
Transition altitude 18,000 feet, check landing lights.
Landing lights on. Yeah, I mean, I just want to be, you know, make sure that,
10,000, minus 2,100,
right,
268, verify course 7.
Now we're heading down. Confirm.
Navigation GPS on navigation, verify fuel quantity.
Confirm.
That has been completed.
Speedbird 666.
Captain, do you want me to go through the descent checklist? 9,000. Minus 2,200.
Speed down to 250. Speedbird 666.
Okay, I will not run through the checklist at this time.
I don't know, there's something going on with the IYP and the descent checklist for some odd reason. Maybe it's something to do with this particular aircraft.
Air Canada 638, climb to flight level 200.
Resume GPS navigation.
Air Canada 638. Air Canada
638. Resume GPS navigation.
Flight level 180.
8,000.
Descend and maintain flight level 180. Air Canada 134.
Captain, do you want me to go through the descent checklist?
Speedbird 6.
I'm gonna try this shit again.
Affirmative.
123.5. Speedbird 666.
Anti-ice as required.
As required.
Approach Speedbird 666 is with you. Out of 7,000, 4,600 IFR.
Prepare the arrival team for Charlie. Yankee, uniform, Lima. Transition altitude 18,000 feet.
Roger, altimeter is 1,000.
Verify course setting.
Confirm.
Navigation GPS on navigation. Verify fuel quantity.
Confirmed.
Alpha, 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 Foxtrot. Turn right heading 130.
Right heading 130, Papa, Papa, Alpha, Foxtrot.
6,000, minus 200, 253. The descent checklist has been completed.
Thank you, God, seriously. Get direction to airport.
Level at 6,000. The airport is at our 12 o'clock, 44 miles.
Maybe there was like high winds or something. Like I descended, I climbed, and then now I'm finally at the altitude they want me to be at. I'm pretty sure I did the descent checklist earlier, but I mean, you know, it's better,
November 99 here.
Better to do it now.
040.
Turn right at 04. November 99 here.
November 1 Foxtrot uniform. Turn right heading 255. Right 255. November 1 Foxtrot uniform.
Since I'm on GPS navigation, I have to periodically check to make sure that it's still dead ahead. Get direction to airport.
The airport is at 12 o'clock, 32 miles.
Turn left heading 10, Air Canada 638. November 6, Echo Mike. Turn right heading 225.
Right 225, November 6, Echo Mike.
990, turn left heading 070.
Left heading 070, November 990.
Air Canada 912, turn right heading 075.
Right heading 075, Air Canada 912.
Captain, we are approaching the destination airport. You have control of the airspeed. It's your plane. Current indicated airspeed, 240 knots. Airport is 25 miles, 12 o'clock.
Okay, now is it gonna let me contact approach to get some vectors or what?
Airport is 22 miles, 12 o'clock.
November 9, Alpha Tango, turn right heading 120.
Turn right heading 120, November 5, Alpha Tango.
Airport is 20 miles, 12 o'clock.
Speedbird 666, traffic at 1 o'clock, 10 miles, altitude unknown, heading east, 070.
Speedbird 666, has the traffic.
November 990, Sierra, traffic at 9 o'clock, 10 miles, 6,000,
airport is 18 miles, 12 o'clock.
As the traffic, November 99, Sierra.
Airport is 16 miles, 12 o'clock.
Giving me a runway would be nice any day now.
Airport is 14 miles, 12 o'clock.
I'm gonna freaking check in again.
Approach Speedbird 666 is with you at 6000 IFR.
Airport is 12 miles, 12 o'clock.
Can I run,
Alpha Foxtrot,
turn right heading 100.
Right 100,
Papa Alpha Foxtrot.
Airport is 10 miles, 12 o'clock. Airport is 9 miles, 12 o'clock.
Speedbird 666, maintain heading 110, expect vectors for the ILS, runway 6 left.
Roger, Speedbird 666.
Hold the ILS approach frequency for runway 06 left.
Navigation 1 set to the ILS approach frequency of 109.3 for runway 6 left. I have set the course to 058. Airport is 6 miles, 12 o'clock.
Speedbird 666, turn right heading 195.
Right to 195, Speedbird 666.
195. Roger.
Speedbird 666, descend and maintain 4,000.
out of 6,000. Descend 4,000. Speedbird 666.
Copy. Down to 4,000.
Speedbird 666. Reduce speed to 150.
Airspeed 150. Speedbird 666.
Roger. Airspeed 150.
Oh shit, we're getting stalled.
Speedbird 666. Descend and maintain 4,000.
Out of 5,000.
Current heading 195.
4,000. Speedbird 666.
5,000. Minus 2,200. 243.
We're going down, dude. Chill out.
Speedbird 666, descend to 3,000.
Out of 4,000, 3,000. Speedbird 666.
4,000, minus 700, 225. Descend and maintain 3,000. Roger. Level at 3,000. Airport is 4 miles. 7 o'clock.
Right 2245. Speedbird 666.
245. Roger.
I don't think I'm going to reduce my speed anymore because we already got the stall. The,
current heading 245. -800, 213, level at 3,000. Airport is 6 miles, 6 o'clock.
Speedbird 666, reduce speed to 150.
150, Speedbird 666.
I don't think so. I...
Airport is 7 miles, 5 o'clock.
I think that's a good idea.
Speedbird 666, reduce speed to 130.
Yeah,
speed
I'm
down
not
to 130, Speedbird 666.
Kinda worried if I do that.
Airport is 9 miles, 6 o'clock.
Speedbird 666, turn right heading 030.
Roger,
fly
right 2030, Speedbird 666.
Heading set to 030.
Speedbird 666, cleared for the ILS, runway 6 left approach, contact tower on 119.9 when established.
Until established on the ILS runway 6
left. Load the ILS
left.
Approach frequencies tower for on runway 6 left.
9.9 when established. Speedbird 6
navigation 1 set to the ILS approach frequency of 109.3 for runway 6 left. I have set the course to 058.
Approach checklist.
Do you want me to assist you?
Yes, please.
Roger. I'll handle the landing. It's my plane. Avionics on.
Avionics on.
Radio is set. The localizer is alive.
Confirm.
Switching to ILS approach mode. We have captured the glide slope. Navigation GPS on navigation. Auto spoilers on. The
auto
glide slope's alive.
On. Say again.
Tower Speedbird 666 at 9 miles to the southwest at 2,500 IFR landing.
Up Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Speedbird 666, continue approach your number 2 or landing.
Continue current approach number 2 4 landing. Speedbird 666.
Tower Sierra 379 at 4 miles for landing.
Sierra 379 wind 130 at 15. Altimeter is 1013. Clear to land. Runway 6 left.
Runway 6 left. Clear to land. Sierra 379.
Speedbird 666. Reduce speed to 130.
Landing
gear 130, Speedbird 666.
Captain, I will be calling out 8 GL altitudes. Gear down and locked. Everything is green. Airport is 6 miles. 11 o'clock. Setting airspeed to 130. Captain, please ensure that the parking brakes are off and the auto spoilers are armed. Locked on the local officer. Heading preset to runway heading. 1500. 1400. 1300. 1300. I'd like to request that our flight attendant be seated at this time. We'll be landing shortly. Thank you, 1100. One thousand. I'll handle the landing. It's my plane.
Speedbird 666, wind 130 at 13. Altimeter is 1013. Clear to land runway 6 left.
Clear to land runway 6 left. Speedbird 666.
Awesome.
700. 600. Captain, I will exit the runway after touchdown so that we can contact ground operations. We have a starboard side crosswind component of 13 knots.
Too low.
500.
Flaps. Uh-oh.
Too low. Flaps.
400.
Shit.
Too low. Flaps.
Approaching minimums.
Too low. Flaps.
I don't know what to set it to.
Too low. Flaps. Too low. Flaps.
200.
Too low. Flaps.
And if I mess
indicated
with it,
airspeed is off.
Flaps.
It might screw with the
too low.
Flaps. 100.
It might screw with the landing if I set
too
it to
low.
30.
Flaps.
50.
20.
40.
Too low. Flaps.
Reverse thrust on.
Sounds like we landed alright.
Reverse thrust off. Spoilers fully retracted. The approach and landing checklists have been completed.
Oh no, that's freaking cool. We heard planes passing fast as we moved, as we were moving. That was sweet. I never heard that before. You can exit the runway now, anytime.
Speedbird 666, exit runway right, exit available taxiway. Contact ground on 121.9 or when clear of the active.
Exit runway right, contact ground on 121.9, Speedbird 666.
For your continued safety, aircraft is subject to several stops during
the loading terrain data.
It will be your indication that it is safe to move about the cabin, collect your belongings, and exit the aircraft. When the captain is parked,
loading terrain data, are you serious?
Passing seatbelt sign.
There will be uniformed customer service agents meeting the aircraft to assist you with any questions you may have regarding your airport.
Ground Speedbird 666, clear of the active runway.
On behalf of our flight deck and especially my colleagues working with me in the cabin this evening, thank you.
Speedbird 666, standby. Speedbird 666, taxi to terminal.
Taxi to terminal.
Alright, that means taxi to general aviation, but I don't know why the flight just reset, and is that gonna affect
worldwide cargo one column two, worldwide economy only, 302, by cars version, land, maximum sim rate equals 1x, 354, arrived, we open 354, simulator paused, 353, landed, rate, minus 436 FPM.
Okay, I hope I can taxi to the terminal, that, well, I can submit the flight right now, but...
Microsoft Flight Simulator X. Worldwide, Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
Uh-oh, I don't hear any freaking... Yeah, it reset the damn flight. But, nice that the, We must, when we were taxed, when, IYP... basically taxed, tried to exit the runway, it crashed. And we're the beep, 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 and then it reset the flight, and now we're back at, our departure, and with the engines off or whatever, so... I'll taxi the terminal just to... Well, we're shut down and everything, so, I'm gonna end this. I'm gonna actually stop
the
flight and submit it, because, you know, that'll be done. The log was, saved. From Worldwide Virtual, and I'll just...
Flight Worldwide Flight Operations, open slash save, open unavailable, feed save unavailable, open slash save, bookings toolbar, custom flight unavailable, sketch change air, bookings, flight toolbar, connect the simulator on the start flight unavailable, start, stop flight. File peer unavailable, file window, stop flight.
Stop flight, and then file the peer.
Land, maximum sim rate equals 1x. The ribbon property, pilot Worldwide Pilot, open save, open slash, bookings, custom change air, bookings, flight tool, start flight unavailable, stop flight, file peer, file window, approve your report. Log into Worldwide Virtual.
And it's... basically filing it. So this, you know, overall is a successful flight, and that's what's pretty good about Worldwide Virtual is that, you know, I don't have to, it logged it, we landed, it logged, but then something happened when IYP was exiting the runway.
Bottom, log into Worldwide Virtual, screen review, up, okay, check in awards, please be patient as we upload your report. Uploading pilot report, fear of top, uploading pilot report, please be fear, okay, bottom, okay, fear, submitted successfully.
Cool.
Sensor direct messages, NEPA, sensor direct messages, 100 PM to Mike Wassel, oh, direct mentions, 103, Sarah A, at Lawrence Lau, at Lawrence still going, I thought the virtual airway you were using to stop the event, just now.
No, they are yearly tours, Sarah, so, yeah, no, they're...
Okay, fear, submitted, okay.
So, fear, submitted successfully, good stuff.
Left chat window, planned.
And, so, okay, so, not so good, and it's so funny how PO3 still thinks that we're, pretty much still at, Montreal. But the good thing is that we made it to Montreal, so ultimately that's what counts, that's what. You know, so, I mean, we can go on to flight 6 of the tour now and hopefully not have this problem. But, I mean, that was pretty cool when we landed and we got the, IYP, it sounded like it was moving and you heard a plane, you know, was kind of coming by, so I think I did... install these sounds correctly, because I never heard that before, ever. So, that's cool. That was really awesome, but never had that happen before where it crashes and stuff like that, trying to exit the runway. So, that is that flight.
Log into Worldwide Virtual, Worldwide Cargo 1, column 2, Microsoft Flight Simulator X.
I'm going to go ahead and call this a stream. And I will see you guys for flights number 6. And so, and as you guys may have just heard, I have sent a forum post to the Mortico Experience forum about using that app because it's a lot more developed and supported. So, A lot more to learn, though. A lot more to learn, but I think we can do it. It's more for the technically minded among us. But IYP, I mean, if you just want to fly, I mean, IYP is probably the best app. I mean, if you don't care about, you know, using what everybody else in the flight sim world is using, and you just want to use the default FSX craft, you know, IYP's got you covered. But, you know, for those of us that want to, you know, that we're we want to move on, you know, that's why we want to switch. But I call this is a tour flight complete, and I will see you guys for the next stream and/or video. Goodbye, Mike, and thank you.
Goodbye, Captain Josh.
Top landing.